Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Ches Siman Chavdala, where the Chayyotim talks about when one wants to mitzvah somebody else in Chavdala, what is the proper setting that they should do so. Here is the question. The question is that being malava the melech, it would appropriate to stand. If a person wants to malava the melech outside, you don't do that when you're sitting. You're standing because of the covenant of the melech, of the malka. On the one hand, on the other hand, we know that we might see others in brachas. In case a person is saying Abdullah and be mitzvahing other people with Abdullah. So being mitzvah somebody requires that the both parties are in a state of functioning together. They become a unit, which requires an element of kavias. So that requires that they should be seated together. Persons being mitzvah other people in a bracha of for a surah, that they have to be seated together. The Mor actually says they actually need what's known as haseba together. The Bixman Chazal, the kviyas wasn't enough just to be seated. That they had, when they would be kaveh a meal, when they would sit down to an actual meal that they want to be kavua together, they would actually be massive. And so nowadays, we deal with yeshiva in the place of haseba because we do not do haseba, so our yeshiva is considered a kviyas. So the Habdallah has to be said from much other people. Habdallah should be said when one is seated. So what should one do? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reis Arivov that the Habdallah should be said Meyoshev. Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that Habdallah should be said when one is seated. The Ramah brings that there's an opinion which says that one does it when they're standing. And that is the meaning of the Medinas Elu, that even if someone else is being mitzvah to somebody else, one does it be amida because of the element of being malava the melech. And therefore, it has to be done mu'umid. So how do we address the kviyas issue? Because everybody stands together, and they don't wander around. They stand together, and they're focused together. So for the purposes of Havdalah, that's going to be considered a sufficient kviyas to allow one to mitzvah others in Havdalah. So this is the way the Mishnah Berurah explains this in Siman Reis Arivov, in Sivkotlin Chaf Zayin. Now, the one exception to this is by Motzi Shabbos going into Yom Tov, when we say Yakna has, there, the Mishnah Berurah says everybody agrees that at that situation it's preferable, it should be said be yeshiva rather than amida, like Kiddush in general, because even though the Al Pi the Rizal, Kiddush is said standing, Al Pi Halacha, Kiddush should be said seated, like the Mishnah Berurah points out before. And since the Kiddush is going to be said be yeshiva, therefore the Havdalah, which is said in conjunction with the Kiddush, also should be said be yeshiva. So even those who stand for Havdalah in general, if they sit for Kiddush on Yom Tov, they're going to be seated for the Havdalah on Yom Tov as well. So the Chayodim, Kishum Ma'abdul, Afilo Lahutzi Akherim, when a person is being Ma'abdul, even though he's being much other people, Avogab, the Medina Tzarech Haseba Yeshiva, even though normally to be much other people, one has to be either have Yeshiva, preferably Haseba, Bizman Chazal, they needed Haseba, and nowadays we replace that with Yeshiva, being seated. Mikom Mokum, Filo Gdelim, Lodog, okay. He brings the minig that the Ramah mentions. That the minig, even of the people which are very makban and halacha in the Ashkenazi world, was to say Havdalah standing. So how are we going to be yotzei the Havdalah standing? Keeping the covenant atzma, lo tzei shedei Havdalah, mahani gam l'yayim. So the kviyas stands, works for the Havdalah. And furthermore, to be yotzei brach and brachos hayayin, you need yeshiva. But over here, we're going to use the kviyas of the Havdalah to allow one to be here to the bracha birchas yayin. If other people wish to drink from the yayin, they can do so as long as the Mavdal has them in mind, and they have in mind, they're going to be yotzei, even though we require kviyas together, which normally requires yeshiva. Over here, this kviyas of the Havdalah is sufficient for that. Just to refresh our memories, we clarified that Mikra Din Shemei Kohanim works even without this concept of kviyas. The Chazal, because of the idea of sharing brachas, etc., they put limitations on when Shemei Kohanim can work. So the birchas of tefillah, in which somebody in Shemoneh Esrei requires that we have 10 people. Being Moitzi, somebody in Berachos of Mechila requires that the people be be seated together, may have a kriyas together. They put certain limitations. One other person, another person, in regards to birchas hamazon, requires that there should be a mezumen. If there's only two people, they should say, each one should say on their own. Midaraisa, none of those are required. That those are all tikkunos of the chachamim. And the idea of sharing brachas, to be able to share a bracha with somebody else, it's only appropriate if we have some element of a group setting. So, for us to come along and say for Havdalah, the kavias of the standing together, also covered of the melech as it's leaving, is sufficient to be yotzi. That is the opinion that the Ramah presents in Reis Harivav, and that is the minhag that the Chayyadim is endorsing. Practically, there are different minhagim, and the minhag actually in Tel Shiva was that the people would say Havdalah, when they would say Havdalah, the Beit Medrash, they would say Havdalah standing, and some people do follow that minhag. On this Mishabura over here in the Moshe of Dirshul, and they bring that the minhag of the Chofetz Chaim was to say Havdalah standing, and the Chazon Ish and the Stipler said Havdalah being seated. So whatever one does, person has something to rely on. Have a good day.